Exclusive: Leaders Behind Mexican Border State Narco Gang Fighting Loss Set as Cartel Unmasked. By Ildefonso Ortiz and Brandon Darby on April 25, 2020. Monterrey, Nuevo León, an independent drug distribution gang in the Mexican border state of Nuevo León continues to openly challenge laws set as over lucrative territories in the Monterrey metropolitan area. Breitbart Texas recently unmasked their leader and has now obtained exclusive information about the identities of the gang's top lieutenants. Known as Los Billies, the gang is made up of independent drug distributors who joined forces after the Cartel del Noreste faction of Los Zetas began a systemic push to take over the local meth market in Monterrey in early 2019, Breitbart Texas reported. Information from U.S. law enforcement sources working in Mexico revealed that Los Billies and the CDN are engaged in a months-long war that led to targeted killings. Many of the initial murder victims were drug distributors and users who were being killed in city plazas around Monterrey and its suburbs. Nuevo León state officials believed the murders were all carried out by the CDN Los Zetas. Newly obtained information from several raids on Billy's stash houses revealed that they too are responsible for many murders in the area, all tied to their standing turf war. Law enforcement sources revealed to Breitbart Texas that in recent weeks, several drug users who had outstanding debts and fearing a gruesome end flipped on Los Billies and led authorities to more than 30 stash houses. Breitbart Texas recently unmasked Saul El Caparo or Tumbado Salinas Gonzalez, the leader of Los Billies, who has been linked to numerous stash houses in the suburbs of Escobedo, Garcia, and Santa Catarina. Locally, Salinas passes himself off as a U.S. businessman living in Monterrey and routinely travels to Texas. He has gone underground in recent days and let his top lieutenants take a more prominent role in the organization. Intelligence information provided to Breitbart Texas by U.S. law enforcement officials revealed that El Caparo's right-hand man and second-in-command is Jose Antonio Tony Montana Cheverin Mendoza. Cheverin spent time inside the Topo Chico State Prison in 2015 on drug distribution charges, officials stated. Most recently, the man known as Tony Montana has been named in various narco banners where he has been accused of having various police officers in his payroll. Another top lieutenant with Los Billies is Jose Luis Chaco Castro Rodriguez, the criminal organization's leader in the suburbs of Santa Catarina and Garcia. El Chaco is known for carrying gold-plated weapons and is the subject of various underground rap songs. Authorities identified El Chaco's top assistant as Gabriela Ana y la China Borja Villalobos. She not only handles some of his security details but is also in charge of collecting money from the various drug storefronts and extorting drug addicts who incur in debts with the gang. La China earned a reputation for not only using death threats but for being heavy-handed when beating drug users. A top enforcer with Los Billies, known as El Cuervo, is a former police officer from the suburb of Santa Catarina. He served at one time as a bodyguard for the town's former mayor. Andres El Cuervo Gonzalez Alemán became the target of a theft investigation in 2014 but was ultimately released for lack of evidence. In 2016, Gonzalez Alemán had an accidental discharge of his firearm while assisting another officer. The accident left permanent damage to his leg. Ildefonso Ortiz is an award-winning journalist with Breitbart Texas. He co-founded Breitbart Texas Cartel Chronicles Project with Brandon Darby and Senior Breitbart Management. You can follow him on Twitter and on Facebook. He can be contacted at ortiz@breitbart.com. Brandon Darby is the managing director and editor-in-chief of Breitbart Texas. He co-founded Breitbart Texas Cartel Chronicles Project with Ildefonso Ortiz and Senior Breitbart Management. Follow him on Twitter and Facebook. He can be contacted at darby@breitbart.com. Tony Aranda from Breitbart Texas Cartel Chronicles Project contributed to this report.